Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer for the fifth week of Advent. Let us begin our time with silence. As we enter into the silence and reflect on the Christmas season and the new year ahead of us, let's invite God into this time, paying attention to anything we may be carrying this day. Any fears, anxieties, joys, disappointments, and greet God honestly and authentically as you are. Avoid the temptation to tell yourself how you should feel or to shame yourself for anything that you are feeling. If you are emotionally tired or physically tired, simply acknowledge that. If you are overwhelmed, simply admit that. If you are feeling anxious, simply understand that. Come to God as you are, and He will meet you. Let us pray. Lord, open our lips and our mouths shall praise you. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. World without end. Amen. O come, let us worship the Lord. Let us shout to joy for the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with praise. For the Lord God is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. His hands withhold the molded and dry land. O come, let us worship the Lord and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him, for he comes to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world and the people in his faithfulness. A reading from Psalms 96. O sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all you earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous work among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless, all the gods of the people are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord the glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything that is in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in faithfulness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. And the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, and Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, as a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalms 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord God, for you have created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their beings. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits on the throne and to Christ the Lamb be worship and praise, dominion and splendor forever and evermore. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servants. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud within the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of a humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism because of the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of all creation, full of love and abounding in mercy, may the whole earth be filled with your glory. Lord, bless and guide all ministers of your church. Clothe them in righteousness and grant them wisdom. Direct the leaders of our nation that they may act in accordance with your kingdom. Enlarge our own hearts, O Lord, to love the things you love. May we proclaim your light in every place where there is darkness. May we proclaim your holy name in every aspect of our life. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew in us a steadfast spirit. Grant us peace, for only in you can we live in safety. We pray for all those in sickness, grief, persecution, bondage, fear, and loneliness. Lord, have mercy. And now let's take a few moments to offer up our own prayers. Blessed Lord, who caused all the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read them, mark them, learn and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadows of death into morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with all cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness to us and to all you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but with our lives, by giving up ourselves in your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us evermore. Amen.